America's so-called humanitarian intervention wars are an utter failure, by Shaka Buna. If America's humanitarian intervention wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria were to bring the people of those nations humanitarian aid, democracy, peace, and freedom, then America has utterly failed in their mission. America's humanitarian intervention wars were doomed from its conception because the name itself, humanitarian intervention war, exposes the fraudulent nature of the mission, as humanitarian intervention war is an oxymoron. How can war on a nation be an act of humanitarianism? The two are polar opposites, contradictions that can't be made even remotely compatible. Hidden behind the smokescreen of America's humanitarian intervention wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria are the true motives of those wars against those sovereign nations: greed for global power, wealth, and control over natural resources. But what has America's military interventionist wars abroad gotten them? What has been the cost for such military misadventures? Afghanistan is still militarily and socially controlled by the Taliban. Hundreds of billions of American dollars for reconstruction have been stolen by the Afghan government. Al-Qaeda and now ISIS have forces in Afghanistan. And Afghanistan has again become the number two producer and distributor of heroin in the world. Iraq has come under the influence of Iran and the Shia's Grand Ayatollah, have lost about half of its territory to ISIS and Kurdish forces, and the Iraqi government is becoming weaker by the day. Libya has become a failed state, balkanized by multiple warring factions, and a haven for Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and criminal organizations trafficking in drugs, weapons, and slaves. Syria was on the brink of being lost to ISIS forces until Russian military forces intervened. Syria has lost 5 million of its population to Europe as they fled from the fighting, causing one of the largest forced migrations in history. Such military misadventures has cost America's taxpayers possibly trillions of dollars. That is, trillions of dollars that could have been best used to rebuild America's crumbling infrastructure, invest in America's small businesses to provide jobs and reduce unemployment, and to provide more funding to America's failing public school systems, health care, and social programs. America may have won the battle of removing dictatorships in the world and replaced them with their approved dictators, but they have lost the war of taking those nations' power, wealth, and natural resources. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Buna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.